Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt strikes out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McNair moves to second. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harder moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Harder scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Dykes reaches second base with a double. McNair moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for a double play. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mahaffey moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Burnett scores. Averill scores. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com is hit by the pitch. Cecil moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards short. Burnett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burnett. Williams moves to third. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Mahaffey scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Haas moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-4, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Mahaffey covering. Safe. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Mahaffey fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Morgan scores. It's 12-4, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-5, Indians. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up McNair. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Kraus now pitching. Al Rice now playing shortstop. Ed Majeski now catching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kom takes first base on ball 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harder strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kom moves to third. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 12-6, Indians. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons scores. 2 outs. It's 12-7, Indians. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Philadelphia Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.